It's Paul Falster for WNCW. Welcome into this week's Friday feature interview of the week. Our topic is the Energy Savers Network, based in Western North Carolina. They've got a slogan called Save the World, One House at a Time. Our guest is the executive director of the network, Brad Rouse. Brad, good morning.
Yeah, good morning to you.
Before we spend some of our time going over an upcoming event for the network that will be in the Western North Carolina area, would you mind taking us back and giving us some history of how the Energy Savers Network got off the ground?
I think it began with a lot of us, and me in particular, that are very, very concerned about the climate crisis, wanting to do something that was tangible and not just trying to ask somebody else to do something, but doing something yourself. As well, it also was informed through my church. I lived in North Georgia and went to church over in Hazel, North Carolina, Good Shepherd Episcopal Church. And we had a team of people that was doing home repairs. We had a group of people that were interested in doing environmental work to environmental stewardship through the church. And we decided to combine those two and do home repairs and home upgrades that were associated with helping lower income people that were focused on their energy use. And we did that for several years, won some awards for that work, and that's still going on with me not being there anymore. It's like going on a little bit lower key. But when I moved to Asheville about 2.5 years ago, I decided I wanted to try to start something up here that was similar. Eventually decided I've got some local people, particularly Alice Windham, who is my co-founder and works with us still as a volunteer. We decided that we wanted to do something here that was similar, and that's really how we got started. About 1.5 years ago, we started volunteering with the local nonprofit that does energy efficiency work for low-income people. But the federal grant administrators, they administer the federal grants called Community Action Opportunities. We volunteered with them. They do very extensive upgrades for people. I'd always felt, why aren't volunteers doing this? Why do we have a Habitat for Humanity, for example, that's doing work on homes, but nothing for energy when we've got this climate crisis facing? It just became clear to me that in these rural areas particularly, but also in our cities in North Carolina, that we have a tremendous problem of wasted energy among lower income people. And the energy, in fact, becomes a huge energy burden. So really we are, I think, helping people and helping the planet with the work that we do.
Brad, you described some of the goals and purposes of the group. Would you mind giving an example of a project or two that you and the network have done recently?
Just yesterday, I had a group of 5 volunteers, and we worked on 2 homes in the Candler area. We do a lot of work with mobile homes, but both of these were site-built homes. We, for both of them, we weatherized and insulated the access to their attic, and we did some weather stripping on their doors. We put some plastic up around windows. We gave them LED light bulbs. We switched out some of their water-using devices. We wrapped some water pipe. We spent about 3 hours at each house. So anyway, we spent about 30 man hours. When we left the second place, the lady was already saying that she could feel it was warmer in her house. She could just sense that it was warmer because we had plugged some visible leaks, doing really very simple repairs. You kind of got to have the materials and know what you're doing to do it. I know what we did saves energy, and it will help them with their electric bills. One family had very, very high electric bills, and I think we made a huge difference. Well, we'll see.
You're giving us a great description of how that all comes together and how it seems to be really benefiting these individuals that you're helping. One of the words you used, volunteer or volunteers, I know that's got to be a crucial part of keeping the network strong, is it not?
Absolutely. We don't have staff. I mean, I'll take that back. We have one part-time person that we've engaged 12 hours a week to help coordinate our volunteer work. And as we get larger, we're going to have resource to more paid staff. By and large, it is all volunteer at this point. And volunteers do a lot of different things. I mean, volunteers go and work on site. Volunteers help make the windows. Volunteers help us with calling and talking to people, getting organized, working on our website, helping with fundraising. There are a lot of positions that are available for volunteers, some of which involve working with clients, others of which are behind the scenes, but critically important. It only happens if we have all of that coming together as one concerted effort. With the volunteers are engaging groups of volunteers that want to volunteer and work together, people who sometimes want to work on specific houses, people that want to work in specific areas of town. All of those things are things we're working on. It's a work in progress, as you can imagine.
It's Brad Rouse of the Energy Saver Network, our guest on WNCW's Friday feature. The network will take part in a open-to-the-public event called Transition Asheville Social next week on Wednesday, January 17th, 6:30 to 8 p.m. at the Block Off Biltmore, which is at 39 South Market Street in Asheville, a way to chat and support climate change and et cetera. So, Brad, what can those who attend expect?
Well, they're going to just hear more detail about what I just told you. I'll have the slideshow that shows pictures of people at work. The other thing is that they can come armed with their questions, come ready to sign up and volunteer, come and meet some other volunteers, and just find out more about it. And in the meantime, if they want to email me or email us at brad@energysaversnetwork.com, they can certainly shoot me an email and tell me they were interested in volunteering or to have service as well.
And another way those in the public could reach out and find out more about you folks is at your website as well.
Yeah, energysaversnetwork.com. Also on Facebook, at Energy Savers Network on Facebook. Just look us up. Probably we do more on Facebook than anywhere else in terms of just updating and posting pictures and that sort of thing. And at the website, they can sign up to get on our volunteer list and get emails from us about when we're going to have volunteer opportunities.
Trying to help lower energy burdens, the Energy Savers Network, based in Western North Carolina. And again, we want to thank Brad Rouse, the executive director, for spending time with us this morning. Brad, thank you.
And thank you guys very much. We really love the support that we're getting from the community.
That's the WNCW Friday Feature Interview of the Week, also available as a podcast at WNCW.org. I'm Paul Foster. Have a great weekend.